This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Government forces in Afghanistan battled a major assault Saturday by Taliban insurgents on Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province, as officials said clashes were ongoing inside parts of the city. Both sides reportedly suffered heavy casualties. The fierce fighting forced civilians to flee for safety amid allegations that Afghan Air Force planes had bombed and destroyed a city hospital. The provincial governor, Mohammed Ali Alizai, told reporters the arrival of reinforcements and airstrikes against insurgent positions had helped contain Taliban advances. However, security officials confirmed to VOA that clashes were continuing in parts of the provincial capital. Heavy fighting was also reported in the adjoining city of Kandahar, the capital of the province of the same name, and outside the capital city of the western Herat province next to the country's border with Iran. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country after 20 years. Tenants saddled with months of back rent are facing the end of a federal eviction moratorium, which expires in a few hours, a move that could lead to millions being forced from their homes, just as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow the ban to expire, saying it wanted to extend it due to rising infections. But its hands were tied after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled in June that it wouldn't be extended beyond the end of July without congressional action. House lawmakers on Friday attempted but failed to pass a bill to extend the moratorium, even for a few months. This is VOA News. There are more protests in France this weekend over a new requirement that a special coronavirus pass be shown to enter restaurants and other public places. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Liberty was the slogan of the day at past protests across France. The marches drew estimates of more than 200,000 people around the country, more than 14,000 in Paris, where tensions flared in front of the Moulin Rouge nightclub. As some in the crowd hurled objects, police fired tear gas and a water cannon. Say three officers were injured, while at least one protester was seen bleeding from the head. With COVID-19 infections spiking in France and hospitalizations rising, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring a special pass in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19. Polls show a majority of French support the pass. I'm Ben Thomas.
Country music legend Willie Nelson performed at a voting rights rally at the Texas State Capitol Saturday, singing his Vote 'Em Out song. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
If you don't like who's in it, vote 'em out. That's on election day.
In a statement, Nelson says laws making it more difficult for people to vote are un-American, intended to punish poor people, people of color, the elderly, and disabled. Linda Baines Johnson, whose father, President Johnson, signed the 1965 Voting Rights Act, told the crowd her father would be proud of today's activists.
Those seeking to limit access to the vote will strangle liberty and justice. For all.
The rally in Austin was the end of a march that started Wednesday, 27 miles away in Georgetown, against tighter voting laws Texas Republicans are pushing. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Beijing have detained Chinese-Canadian pop star Chris Wu on suspicion of rape. Following an accusation, the former member of the Korean boy band EXO lured young women into sexual relationships. A teenager had accused Wu of having sex with her while she was drunk. The 30-year-old pop star denied the accusation. The teenager said seven other women contacted her to say that Wu had seduced them with promises of jobs and other opportunities. The pop star had previously denied the accusations. The news was trending as the number one most searched topic on Weibo on Saturday night. Some users online started commenting on Wu's social media account, telling him to get out of China. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.